This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, boy. I'd rather be at the bar smoking a cigarette with De Niro. And I don't even smoke. Good morning. It's the kind of mood I'm in. Seltzer, should we turn to the mafia? Is that what we need?
Probably
not.
Respect.
Respect. That's right. All right, so Goodfellas is a great movie. The Phillies did not finish in a grand fashion at all. The weird thing is they had a good year for a large portion of the season, and it does kind of make it a confusing offseason to figure out what to do. Before we even get back to more of that, I want to play the audio of Nick Nurse again, what he said yesterday about Joel Embiid, because Rhea just referenced it in the update, and it's not good.
I mean,
I don't know what
it's alarming.
It is alarming, Rhea. I was already having a horrendous day yesterday. Horrendous. Because the team that I love, the baseball team we pour our heart into, had ripped our hearts out the prior night. And then, at a certain point yesterday, I hear this audio of Nick Nurse talking about Joel, and I'm like, what is this? Here's Nick Nurse yesterday.
Is Joel going to make this trip?
Well, he's not here. He's at a scheduled assessment of his knee.
Okay.
That was always on the schedule. And we're still waiting for what's next.
Did you hear the uhs? It was a scheduled assessment that was always on the schedule.
I don't like it. I don't know what it means, but I don't like it.
I read a couple days ago that he hadn't taken part in a couple of practices.
He's missed some, with the knee
brace on, and I went, should I get worried? But I went, okay, you know, maybe they're just being.
And Rhea, nobody was paying attention. None of us.
You know,
because we were all so focused on the Phillies,
sure.
And the limited time otherwise available was given to the Eagles. No one has paid attention.
Do we think it's also because they don't want him to play in preseason games until it matters because they want to preserve him?
We were talking about
a good out.
Well, that could be the theory, but that might not be the truth.
That doesn't explain the brace and the schedule.
Well, he's going to wear a brace because he was injured last
year. The perils of playing in the Olympics.
I hated it. You knew it.
You did, Ray.
We did not.
You did hate it.
We didn't think that he was capable of toughing it out. If anything cropped up. If the wear and tear were an issue, like maybe he shouldn't do this. The wear and tear is always an issue for Joel Embiid.
Because of his size,
we're heading into a season with Joel compromised. I don't know for sure what the deal is, but if he's not there, if he's been sitting out, he has this knee issue, and we're heading into a season with it. A problem before it even starts,
totally.
Man.
And you know the Celtics are going to win 60-something games, which means the only way you can be the number one seed is go pedal to the metal.
I don't know about that. The Celtics might, I mean, Porzingis probably isn't going to play the first, 4 months of the season. I think they're really good, but you're saying, 60-plus wins is a lot of wins.
50,
they might win 50-something.
57 and up. We'll say. All right, let's go to the phones. Violet's with us right now. Violet, we're all still depressed. Hello.
Hey guys, how are you?
I mean, we're struggling, but we're in it together, Violet.
Look, I know, and I know I called yesterday, and you guys were really hot, and I'm sorry. I called to try to cheer everybody up. This is the way I look at it. I know some of the guys get paid a ton of freaking money, but the MLB makes a lot of money, okay? So I don't have a problem. If the team's going to spend that kind of money, then so be it. Now, on the flip side of that, do you have to perform? Yeah, you got to perform. You got to have better answers, too, on that sort of a loss.
No
after
question.
That series.
Yeah, some of those answers were not good.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that. The other thing, too, for me, I used to be one of those crazy people that I would let this affect me, for days, sometimes weeks. But honestly,
you just call me crazy, Violet?
Violet, I think you're not living life unless you let it affect you for at least a decade.
I'm right there with you.
All right?
It's just, to me, we kind of saw the writing on the wall. I mean, I was really nervous when they started out on fire. I was like, oh, my God, this is really making me nervous. I kept saying that to my husband, and he's like, you know, he's like, we need to embrace it. It's been a long time since the Phillies have started like this.
That's right.
And I get that. But really, if you looked at some of the series that we lost towards the end, I mean, it was the Nationals. Come on.
Yeah, well, look, they were very average for 4 months. I mean, they went to London, they were basically an average team for 4 months.
They took their foot off the gas.
I think so,
they
too.
They started, you know, preserving guys because they wanted to be healthy. They literally were only thinking about the playoffs in, like, July and, you know, June, July, and August, and I think it hurt them.
I mean, finally, Rob Thompson
guys on
even
their bench days.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I
never had heard of a star player not being able to pinch hit because they don't want him to, like, limber up in case he has to hit a double. Like, what are we talking about?
It's
there
insanity.
Was a reason behind
that.
That
was
there
insanity.
There was a real reason behind it.
I don't like it.
What's the reason?
Hold on. What do you mean?
Right,
I'm not telling you the reason.
Oh, you don't. No, Rube, let me explain
secret.
Something.
There's a reason.
You can't say it.
Yes, I can. I said it.
But there was a secret reason, oh, so we should feel
on.
Better about it.
There's a reason.
Do you like
it does
the
nothing
reason?
For
do you
me.
Feel better?
It does nothing
no,
for me.
Do you feel better about it,
it all
Ruben?
Makes sense. I don't like it. It's unfortunate, but that's how it is.
Okay.
All right, so you feel like you got some inside intel that you don't feel you
I do.
Can
so we
correct.
Should feel better okay. about it, too?
I don't.
I find
don't
it really to. Hard to feel better
I'm not
about
feel
it
bad.
With this secret
care
reason.
I don't it's secret reason. It does nothing for me.
I'm going to beat you about the head during the break. I just want you to know that.
I can be beat all day long.
All right. Let me play
not the first time.
Let me play some audio of Rob Thompson. Then we're going to shortly get to, or quickly, whatever the word is, quickly get to our NFL picks for this week. But I want to play audio of something Rob Thompson said after the game on Wednesday night. And then I have a follow-up question related to it. Here's an answer. I know a lot of people aren't maybe going to love it. I actually think there's a lot of facts in this, but discern it as you will. Here he is.
Rob, it's been diminishing returns in the postseason versus improvements during the regular season since you've been the manager. And you have a very well-paid ball team and a bunch of stars. Can you address, I guess, the perception that the team is kind of going backward? Do you feel like the returns are diminishing?
No, I don't think so at all. You know, like I said earlier, I don't like losing series, and I want to win a World Series, but anything can happen in a short series. And, you know, they pitched to our offense really well, and they got to our bullpen. So, but I don't see us going backwards now.
All right, there's a reason I wanted to play that audio today, and it's something that we will probably play a number of times over the next couple months when they embark on free agency ultimately in the trade season and how to craft the 2025 Phillies. So, first off, obviously it's diminishing returns in the postseason. That's empirically obvious. Here's where it gets a bit confounding. To assemble a team next year, it is important that they address this question. John Ritchie, I'm going to go to you first, and we're all going to weigh in.
Mm-hmm.
Were they a better baseball team this year than the last 2 years? Yes or no?
I actually thought they looked better. I think I was fooling myself. I think I was deluded by the greatness that we saw in the first half. I think that sustained my delusion, my own delusion.
Is that a no? Are you saying no? They were not as good as team as
they were.
They were
not as good. I thought they were better. I was so wrong because, man, they were outstanding. That for whatever that was, the first third of the season, that made me believe.
Right. I'm going on record next to say I think they were a better team this year than the last 2 years. I recognize they were not in the second half of the season. I'm not pushing that aside. I'm just telling you, big picture, 2024, I believe, was a better team than 2023 and 2022. Devin, were they a better team this year?
As a whole, yes. Yes. I mean, definitely at the start of the season, I think it's hard to argue against that.
And by the way, here's my reasons. Let me just tell you my reasons. Sanchez, Hoffman, Strom did things that the last two seasons didn't have
they
to that extent.
They were 100% better rotation, better starting rotation, better bullpen. You know,
so, Riga, the answer is yes?
For me, it's yes. Yeah, that's what I mean. Hoffman allowed 16 runs all season and then six in four games.
So here's the reason, and Ruben, I want to get your answer in Seltzer, but I just want to say here's the reason why I'm asking this question. Because for Middleton and Dombrowski, They need to make a determination of whether they rip it up, like rip up big parts.
Or just rip up the one.
Or just rip up the one, or rip up a lot less than people want.
Well,
she's saying Rob Thompson.
Yeah. Oh,
so, all right, Ruben, were they a better team this year than the last few years?
Absolutely. Unquestionably.
James, were they a better team this year?
I don't know how you could say that. Absolutely. They won five
unquestionably
more,
better team.
They won five more games than they did last year. And in reality, if you look at how the season played out, last year they got hot at the beginning of June and they were good for the rest of the season. 4 months of good baseball. This year, they had an unbelievable 2 months. They were great. For 2 months, they went to London at the beginning of June, 7 days into June, and they have been a 500 baseball team, actually slightly below since then. So last year, they were good for 4 months. This year, they were great for 2 months. Like, I understand roster-wise, it might look better, but in terms of actual performance, I think they were a better baseball team last year than they were this year.
So, listen, I think it's a fascinating question. I think it's really important that Dombrowski and Middleton and you know, whomever, have the conversations to discuss this, because ultimately that does have to shape, to an extent, how you go about the offseason. Ruben, you are the person here who has dealt with this reality. General manager of a team that won more games than the year before but lost earlier in the playoffs. Happened in 09 from 08, happened in 2010 from 09, happened in 11 from 10. I mean, literally, for those who don't know, I think most people know, but every single year, 8, 9, 10, and 11, the team won more games in the regular season and won fewer games in the postseason. So how tricky is that as a general manager in conjunction with your ownership group to figure out what you actually are and what you actually have and what you actually need?
Yeah, it's very difficult. There's it's not an easy task. I mean, you're basically, you know, once you get into the playoffs, I mean, you're at the mercy of the quality of play and how hot certain guys are and how they can adjust in the playoffs. Obviously, a guy like Jeff Hoffman couldn't adjust in the playoffs. Was not prepared to handle those moments. And he had a spectacular year, but he was not prepared. I mean, you have to go with him.
Do you trust him less for next year because of what you saw the last 5 days?
I trust him, but I'm not sure if I can trust him to take the baseball in the ninth inning, which is the reason why he didn't pitch in the ninth inning all the time. And the reason why they got Estevez, because they felt like that he could and do a better job of that.
And handle the pressure.
And right. And so, and he didn't. It's unfortunate. He's going to be a free agent, so there's going to be, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle him. He is great under certain circumstances. He had a fantastic year, but it was obvious that he didn't handle the pressure of being in those situations at the end of the season. That said, it is a super tricky thing to do, is to try to turn this around in some sort of way. But there's no question in my mind, adjustments need to be made. I believe that if they have a lockdown closer, it's a better team and makes everybody better. I believe that if they have better hitters, I'm talking about quality of hitters, with better contact, with overall better approaches, I think it would be great to have somebody you know, brought in to do that. That said, you also can get that from your guys. I mean, Bohm can be better, obviously. Stott can be better. He needs to improve. And I was shocked that he didn't improve more, but I think those guys still have the ability to get better.
Okay. All right, no drop of the week this week. We're just too focused on what matters most right now, which is the Phillies and the postmortem of the season. We expect to have drop of the week next week. When we do, of course, it's always brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them online at familyjewelers.com or on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Perhaps next week we'll have a Twitter poll question that'll speak to what we just discussed. Were they actually a better team this year than the last 2 years? I'd really be interested to see how people vote, because obviously just on our own panel here, you know, we were pretty split. That's obvious. All right. With that said, let's crank it up and make our picks for week 5 of the National Football League.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
All right, well, we do it every single Friday at this time, entering a new week of NFL games, where we make 3 selections, and of course, we try to steer you in the right direction for you to make some shekels, make some bucks. All right, so last week I went 3-0, up in my record at 10-5. John with a quality week as well. He went 2-1, up in his record at 8-7. We turn to, actually, I guess I said week 5. What is it, week 6? Getting confused because of the bye week. Week 6,
yes,
John Ritchie, your
6.
First pick. What do you got?
The Bengals beat the Ravens in overtime last week. It was a great game.
Ravens beat the Bengals, you mean?
The Bengals and Ravens went into overtime. The Bengals beat the Ravens beat the Bengals.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
The Bengals still not
on all cylinders, but they're playing the Giants, man. The Giants. And Malik Nabers, who is incredible, is out with a concussion, most likely. It feels like the Bengals can absolutely get it done against this team without their best player. If they can't get it done against this team without their best player, I don't know when they can. So the Bengals -3.5 over the Giants.
I have the same game for the same reasons. Just lock it in. Go make money.
The Bills are a really good football team this year. They're playing that way. Their quarterback is valuing the football. The Jets have really been rough, and we know they fired their head coach. That's going to make a difference. Firing the head coach, it does something, man. The Bills are a better team. There's no doubt about it. But I think the Jets, because Robert Saleh is gone, everyone's looking over their shoulder. They will play with extra intensity. The Bills are without a doubt the better team, but the Jets will figure out a way. The Jets +2.5.
All right, so we're 2 for 2. I have the same game. I swear to God, they're pre-written down. Devin, I'll show you here. They're already written down. All right, they're right there.
I see.
I'm not changing on the fly. I have the same game for the same reasons, +1, which is the Jets also demoted their offensive coordinator. So that Hackett guy no longer calling plays.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is the offensive coordinator.
You know
yes.
what?
Let's be honest.
But here's what's really interesting. Aaron Rodgers and Hackett very close.
Yes. I was surprised at that.
Very surprised. And I actually think that bodes well for the Jets as long as Aaron Rodgers doesn't
My theory is that Rodgers didn't want it to be Hackett because then everyone would know that he got Saleh fired. So he was like, fine, don't make it Hackett.
Well, that's... That would be devious.
Everybody knows he got him fired.
I know, but it would confirm it is my point. You know?
I am picking the Jets +2.5 as well. John, your third. We'll see if for the first time ever we are in agreement on three picks.
I'm taking the Commies. +6.5 at the Ravens. The Commies are really good, and that's just a big number. And the Ravens, they're solid, but the way that they are ground-based, we know that they might not be able to air it out and score tons and tons. It just feels like they're more pedestrian. When the line is that big for the Commies, who can score, I'll take Washington.
All right, so I'll just say this. I'm not picking the Eagles, nor am I picking the Browns, but I do think the Eagles' line is too high. I never pick against the Eagles. I just don't want to have any rooting reality of picking... against the Eagles.
Very big.
I don't do that. But I think 9.5 is too big for a team that turns it over that much. But we'll see. My third pick, I'm picking the Cowboys. They're home and they're underdogs.
Gross.
I know. Cowboys +3 versus Detroit is my third selection. And I'll say this about John's pick of Washington over Baltimore, at least from a point spread standpoint. This is like the first time in about 4 or 5 years where you actually got to pay attention when NFC is game. And root for the team playing Washington.
They're 4-1. Washington.
It doesn't normally matter,
right?
Like, whatever. Washington, you win a game. Who cares? You're only getting a 6 or 7 anyway. But now it's like, all right, I guess we got to kind of take them serious. So, with that, those are our selections for week 6 of the National Football League. Let's talk to Rob. He's calling from Pottstown. Good morning, Rob. Rob, if you don't start talking soon. I'm going to a Scranton. I'm going to Robin Scranton, Robin Pottstown.
Rob muted us.
All right.
He muted himself.
Rob. All right. I'm telling you, Robin Scranton. Good morning, Robin Scranton. Oh, no.
I'm getting the feeling this might be.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Uh-oh.
This might be a you thing.
All right, one more. Well, it could be a Seltzer thing. Could be a Wechter thing. All right, one more. Here we go. Ruben, what's your prediction? Does it work?
No.
Okay. Here we go. Exciting moment in radio history. Chuck and Cherry Hill. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Hi, this is Rob.
Oh.
Chucky! Nice. Well done.
What up, Chuck?
That could be the first time we've laughed in 48 hours.
Anyway, I know.
Can you imagine if we had to deal with this sadness and it was like rainy and cold and chilly outside? We're getting the best weather we've seen in 100 years. Anyway, as we try to solve the problem, we can't. Just can't. But you did say, Ruben, at 8:34, you hit the nail right on the head. You know, talk about philosophies that go up there because of Topper. That's nonsense. It's utter nonsense. The players got to make plays. They got to hit. They got balls to hit. They did not. When you look at Schwarber, Turner, Baum, JT, Stott, Marsh, that's 108. Come on now. 6 of our core players, 108 postseason. Now, what's interesting about that, Joe, I wanted to go back yesterday and find a trend that we could hang our hat on. 3 years.
Chuck, so you love numbers. Let me tell you something. You should have been Einstein's assistant. All right? Well, all right. Give me the trend that you unearthed. What is it?
Thank you, but I do run a financial company. Is what we do.
Oh, so you're your own assistant. Good for you, my man.
Okay,
you probably made a buck or two in your life with your brain.
I'm going to ask your permission at the end of this. I'm going to ask your permission to say one thing. You may say no, but 222, 23, wait to hear this, 24, all three postseasons end with us scoring 2-1 runs and a loss, 2-1 runs and a loss, 2-1 runs lost. That's three runs, 3 years, averaging five hits. That's interesting. Now we hit.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Before that, in Arizona and Houston, 10-run game, 6-run game, 8-run game. But when we can decide the outcome, it's 2-1, 1-2,
no, I got 2-1. You. All right, no, that's good intel. All right, Chuck, I'm fascinated by this thing you want permission on. So I'm going to give you conditional permission because I don't know what you're about to say. But here's what conditional permission means.
It means
I grant you permission with this caveat. Yep. I got the right to cut you off if I think it's bad content. So the floor is yours until I deem it's not. All right, all right.
If I make you a promise that I'm not trying to promote something, will you accept that condition back?
I accept it conditionally.
Okay, great. In an hour conversation yesterday with Boa, can I just say two things?
All right, you and Boa were talking yesterday?
Well, you know, we have a podcast, but I'm not allowed to bring that word
all right,
up.
But Chuck, I will say this. I don't want you to give information that might be private information from Boa. You know what I mean?
On a podcast.
Let me explain the concept of a podcast.
No, but this might have been the off-air
people
stuff.
Talk, and then it goes out on the air.
Okay, I'm just taking the temperature here. All right, go ahead, Chuck.
At 12 o'clock today, it gets published. I mean, I think the whole world should hear.
All right, Chuck. So, what's the fact?
All right, I won't bring it up. No. Okay.
No, go ahead. Just what's the statement?
Now, so when the question was asked about anything to do with meetings, and he's certainly involved, he said there was really no consideration at all in New York about Wheeler pitching in that game. That just was not a thing. That he was game five, that's it.
Well, that's why Sanchez should have been in the game.
Yep, and to the point where he started to get pretty annoyed with us, and it was all great. It's respectful. We loved it. But he was getting Boa-like on us because it's like, you don't do that. You don't do that. He's game five, that's it. And the frustration from our camp
That's not right. He would have used him in a certain situation. There's absolutely would have used him.
But I think, Ruben, I think what he's saying is a desperate situation. And my frustration, look, I thought Wheeler should have started game four. But if you're not going to start him, I did not want him to be the guy to come in near the end of the game. I would have wanted Sanchez because I would then have saved Wheeler for game five.
Why are we still harped on the pitching when the offense went in the tank?
Because it was a big decision,
though. Offense is the reason that they lost the series. They could not provide enough runs to win.
There are multiple reasons.
But hold on. And relief pitching, though,
Ruben. Relief pitching was terrible. But the main reason why they couldn't win is because they're paid to be an offensive team. And they did not produce.
I agree with that, but knowing that the offense was struggling, there's something to be said for using either Wheeler or Sanchez and not waiting until it's the ninth inning and I'm headed to extra innings for a long man that's one of my best pitchers. I mean, that's ridiculous.
More things than one thing can be the reason you lose.
No, I understand that. But the main reason is because they didn't score enough runs. Scored no runs.
I agree with that. I will say this. I tend to think it's the main reason, but if I did a poll of which was worse, the offense or the bullpen?
It's a tie.
No question. You couldn't be worse than the bullpen.
They were terrible. But who are you going to go to? They were the best. They had two or three guys who were all-stars.
Yeah.
I know. And they had actually pitched fairly well towards the end of the season.
Do you hear the Ruben? Let me just say this. Do you hear the theory though? If you're not going to use Wheeler, like fine, you've made that determination. Unless it's a massive emergency, okay. Sanchez in the sixth inning. I mean, Sanchez can pitch the rest of the game. He can pitch 6, 7, 8, 9, knowing that. And if I need to go to Strom or Kirkery, and I can, but like I can't go to Ruiz. I think they might have already used him. I don't want to go to Tanner Banks. Like I don't have a classic long man fifth starter. Like Taiwan's not on the roster. Like I just
it's possible, but he doesn't. That's not a role that he was prepared would be prepared to
but
do. And the other guys, and the other guys.
But otherwise, you're eliminated.
But he said before the game that he would have Sanchez potentially for an inning or two. Like that's a role that he said he right. might use Sanchez in before the game. Really.
And he decided to use other guys that he felt more comfortable.
And he
with.
Made a mistake.
And I agree, James. I agree with you.
And if that's a mistake, then that's a mistake.
What the heck is it? A Friday morning? God, I think we all just look forward to turning the page on this frickin' week. Hopefully the Eagles play well and win the football game. They better. It will be fun to see Mishkov tonight.
They're favored by 10.
Yeah, I think it's too much.
You'd think they might have a chance. I think they have a really strong chance to look like a different team.
Well, they better. All right, so I want to get to something Shil Kapadia said to us recently about the coordinators. First, let's do the got a door and window to the weekend. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Got a Door and Window at 1-877-GO-GOTTA or visit goguida.com. Well, I think we all know what this window is about. Number one, burying our head in the toilet as it relates to the baseball players. All right? I ain't watching the Dodgers. I'm not watching the Yankees.
Not
watching any of them. All right? And I'm going to stew in my own mire and the mire that we're all in as Phillies fans. That's number one. Number two, Eagles-Browns, obviously. Number three, Mishkov's debut with the Flyers, which is really cool. Let's see what the dude's got. James, can we call him our comrade? Wasn't that a Russian
yeah.
term?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Does that nickname work?
Yeah.
So what would that be?
The comrade.
The comrade.
The comrade. Strong. So tough.
Don't call him the commie. He's got a negative connotation.
Yeah, comrade is like you're our guy.
Your brother exactly. in arms.
Yeah. All right, he is our comrade.
Strong.
We'll see if it...
Strong like comrade.
We'll see if it catches on. Shil Kapadia. So we'll see if the Eagles reinvent the offense a little bit or what. So he was, and defense. Shil was with us, I think this was early last week, if I remember. And I asked him about the coordinators. You know, it hasn't been great so far, and how much is on the players, how much is on the coordinators. Interesting exchange with Shil, and, you know, keep this in mind as you get ready to watch the game on Sunday. Here's an exchange we had with Shil the other day.
So, Shil, I want to put both coordinators under the microscope with question two. They're both starting to receive some criticism for different reasons. Do you think Kellen Moore, do you think Vic Fangio not holding up their end of the bargain, or is this more of a player issue?
It's a great question that I was just thinking about as I was watching the film. I'm going to put maybe more of the heat on Kellen Moore. I mean, I was watching this offense on Sunday, and I'm saying, I thought this was supposed to be different than last year. I mean, it looked very similar to last year. Remember, before the season, we're saying, hey, they're going to sprinkle in some under-center play action. Well, they rank 30th in the NFL. We said, hey, they're going to throw the middle of the field more. They rank last in the NFL using the middle of the field in their passing game. A lot of the passing concepts are the same. And so, you know, this offensive scheme has been a disappointment to me so far this season. And then I watched the defense, and I'm not saying the defense has been perfect, but when I watch the film, a lot of it is one-on-one. Guys are losing, you know? And so the defensive coordinator, when Bryce Huff is on the ground within 1.5 seconds of the snap, I don't know what he's supposed to do. When Nolan Smith is getting blown up by a tight end on a run play, when, you know, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is missing a tackle, I'm not saying none of that is on the defensive coordinator. Some of it is. But a lot of football is just one-on-one. Is your guy better than their guy? And on defense on Sunday, man, their guys were just getting beat one-on-one over and over again.
All right, so look, we'll see this weekend. I mean, I think we all know personnel is so much better on offense. Defense deficient, so that would explain why Vic Fangio's group looks not great. I mean, just not great players. I hope that Cooper DeJean getting in there makes him a better squad. Hopefully he's ready to go. But offensively, it does have
I can't wait to see him play. I can't wait to see him in the slot role because Avante, you know, just hasn't been quite good enough. I like Avante a lot. I like his mindset. I think he's lost a step.
Here's the one thing I'll say about Cooper DeJean, and I mean this is no offense to him. I'm just not as high on him as a lot of people are.
Well, it's a really hard spot to be in.
Well, yeah.
You're a rookie. You've got a two-way go on every play in the slot. He's going to give up some yardage.
Yeah.
He's going to give up
clearly.
Some catches.
Yeah.
We need to be a little bit patient
but,
with him.
No,
but
no,
I'm excited
no, that's
to
fair.
See the toughness. I'm excited to see what he can do.
No, I agree with that. I guess my only thing is sometimes I feel like as a town we get a little carried away with rookies. I mean, Speedy Claxton was supposed to
Don't
be amazing. B.J. Tyler was supposed
right.
to be amazing.
He's
like here,
going to make
I'll
mistakes.
Just say this. Here's
Quinion
something.
Quinion Mitchell has impressed.
No, he's legit.
Yeah.
But I've seen him do it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Cooper DeJean do it.
I mean, he's been hurt. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I mean,
don't expect it to be Quinion.
Yeah.
Because Quinion,
good.
That is precocious.
I mean, not good,
that's,
but that's unreasonable.
That is not the norm for
guess,
a guy to be that good.
I guess here's what I'm saying is this. This is my I'm waving the cautionary flag right here with this one thing. Here we go. Waving the flag. I always am skeptical that a player will be as good as perceived when I hear this statement. They got a first-round talent in the second round.
N'Kobe Dean, wasn't that they got him
yep.
in the third round?
Yep. Like,
yeah.
It kind of happens a lot. Where we got this guy late.
Sidney Brown. Or
it's
Sidney,
like, but yeah, and he would have been, but that was an injury. And he never recovered from the injury. Like, he was taken in the second round for, you know. So look, hopefully Cooper DeJean is the next, you know, freaking whatever, great player. But we'll see. I got to see it to know it. Let's go to Brian right now. Brian,
like
good morning.
Dark bottle with a black label.
Brian!
Did I hear black light?
Yeah,
in there?
I heard that too.
Are you, don't do it with the black light.
All right,
man.
Brian, go ahead,
buddy.
I
don't want to see that.
What do you got going on
hey,
back there?
Hey, Ruby, how you doing? Good to talk to you.
Ruby.
Ooh. Wow.
Ruby.
You guys like that?
Yeah. Andy Musser was the only one ever called me
like
Ruby.
Why, Andy Musser.
Andy Musser.
He buried it. He buried it.
Ruby.
That's great. Yeah. All right, Brian, your turn, bud.
All right. Yeah, I was just wanting to talk to the Phillies. It's difficult to come off a season like we had where we were probably the best team in baseball for half the season and then to just sleepwalk into the playoffs. It felt like they had no juice, no vibe.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, they definitely lost their vibes.
They thought they could flip a switch. I thought they could, too. But
and
they
I
couldn't.
Feel like everyone's blaming the outfield and Bohm for this loss, but I think it falls more on the bullpen. I think you're going to have better pitching in the playoffs. The bullpen just came back to bite them.
Look, I think it's almost equal, to be honest with you, Brian. I mean, like I said yesterday, I would literally give both the collective hitters and the collective relievers both F minuses.
Oh,
and that's
sure.
saying something. Like, that's not an F. That's an F minus.
Especially the game plan against Quintana. I mean, how many 3-1 counts did we see them swinging at curveballs in the dirt?
I know.
Amen.
I know. All right, Brian, good call, man. Appreciate that phone call. Let's get to the poll results because, you know, these are some polls. I was really curious to see how people voted. Brought to us by both polls by Armin Chevrolet. October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Armin Chevrolet, you'll be seeing pink all month long as the honor survivors and, of course, remember those that have passed away, always hoping for a cure, ArminChevy.com. All right. So I'll go on the record. Boy, do I expect a lot of Alec Bohm answers with the first question, but we'll see. Devin, which of these players do you think is most likely to not be a Philly? Not personal preference, but the player you think the Phillies will move off of these three.
Okay.
Bohm, Casty, Stott.
Bohm, of the three of them.
Okay.
For sure.
Ruben?
Neither, but Bohm will be the one who goes. If there's somebody who's moved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you think there's a good chance all three are back?
Yes.
Ruben, do you think, let me ask this question before we proceed. Do you think there's a scenario where all regulars are back except for the center fielder and left fielder and the adjustments are just new players there?
Yes. I do.
Rhea, is that acceptable?
With the manager?
Yes.
No. Why don't you like Rob Thompson? So you think Rob Thompson should go?
Yeah.
Rhea? Yeah,
why?
I mean, it's.
I'd rather Kevin Long go than Rob Thompson.
Yeah. It's pretty simple. Like, they're going backwards. They got. I believe that he helped cost them the choke job against Arizona, and his decision making, frankly, taking the foot. That's what I think. You know, they couldn't flip a switch because this switch got flipped in like June.
I agree with that.
That we need to take it easy until we get to the playoffs. I don't like it.
I don't like that either. I didn't like it either. All right, Rhea, which of the players do you think is most likely to not be a
foe? Yeah.
James, you agree with that?
I do. I'm with Ruben, though. I think there's a really good chance all three of those guys are still here.
I agree.
So, James, do you accept the concept that all the real regulars are back and it's just the Marshes and the Rojases and the Hayes that don't get the playoffs.
Look, it depends. I mean, if it's Juan Soto in left field, yeah, sure. Well, yeah. I can roll with that. You know what I mean?
Though? But you are still going to have the Casty.
Yeah, that's
the Bone,
fine. I got Juan Soto in the middle of the lineup.
No,
that's
I get
cool.
it. But I agree. I
get what you're saying.
But
like,
all the free swinging nonsense, Trey Turner, it's all still there.
I'll put up with anything
Trey
if we
Turner,
get Juan
not,
Soto.
You're
so
stuck with.
I think
you
it's all dependent, but I think that I don't. I would not feel excited about having just everyone back and no changes to that, but I do think it's a legitimate possibility. So yeah. I would not be happy with it.
All right, John, Boehm obviously wins this poll. He wins it with 72%. Now let me ask this question: who do you think won the poll? Which is more likely to not be a Philly next year, Castellanos or Stott?
Casty.
They tied.
Jeez.
James, are you surprised by that?
No, because Casty played so well. I think of those three, I think Stott is by far the one least likely to be gone. Like,
Devin, do you
far.
Consider moving off of Stott because it was a bad year for his advancement?
No, because he's still a great second baseman. He's still great in the field. So, no, I wouldn't want to move off of either of them. I don't get why we're discussing Casty or moving off of Casty so much when he's one of the only guys who showed up in the postseason.
Well, because for about 4 months he wasn't
I get
good.
It. I get it.
I mean,
like,
just,
there's
no,
just a
for
lot of
two
other
months.
Guys.
For a month and a half, he was not good.
Well, here's
and then after that, he was really good.
Well, here is a fact for all those that want to dump Boehm. Okay? Here are three facts. Boehm and I are batting average at Castellanos. He had a higher on-base percentage, and he had a higher slugging percentage.
I don't want to dump Boehm.
But clearly a lot of people do, Ruben. I mean, we're hearing that. I mean, the call is yesterday, and I think it's too impetuous.
Does it mean it's right?
I mean, John
wants, if people want it, if
John
people want it does
all-star.
It mean it's right?
Ruben, John, okay, John, talk to Ruben. John, flat out, Ruben, wants Boehm gone. Richie, have at it.
I can't handle his outlook. I can't handle his childishness. I don't want him at third base. And we have someone in our minor league.
Who we don't know if he's Aiden. Ready to come in
All right.
and actually play third base.
You're right. But
he was in high school like 15 months ago.
We have talent that's coming up. Yeah, he's young. I don't want this becoming pervasive. This attitude, I don't want to accept it. I don't want to acknowledge it. I don't want it spreading in any way. I can't believe how immature this guy is.
Okay. Second poll question of these two.
Real quick, I know Aiden Miller was young, but he's the same age as Jackson Chourio, who was freaking awesome for the Brewers in the playoffs 20, and yeah. all year long. So, you know, guys that good come up early.
He might, and they might push him. And Dave Dombrowski doesn't have a problem pushing a guy like that or Crawford. You may see both those guys next year.
All right, second
no matter how immature he is, he's not going to be as immature as Alec Boehm.
Well, he might be baseball immature, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, a young guy.
Maybe not quite ready. But right, he might be.
Second poll question of these two, who would you rather have on the Phillies next year, Boehm or Castellanos? John, how do you think people vote it?
Castellanos.
Well, of course.
Wins. Yeah.
But 81%.
80. Wow.
I disagree with that, but a lot of people are there. All right. With that said, let's do what we... I mean, I'll just say this, guys. Don't forget
Huge
how
numbers.
Bad Castellanos is when he's bad. I mean,
changes will be made.
But I'll tell you this, Ruben. If it's all the regulars are back other than Marsh and Rojas, there will be a lot of dissatisfaction amongst fans. A lot.
Unless it's Juan Soto.
Pretty much. But even that...
Juan Soto
but James,
could really fix
But
a
James,
lot.
Even that...
I know, the big
say,
contract thing, the look at Trey.
And
I agree.
You
know, but still,
Juan
I think
Soto it, only gets the bat once every nine times in the playoffs. Yeah. And all these other guys still, you know. All right.
It's Juan Soto.
He'll walk all the time, though. I'll tell you that much.
I know. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Yo, this is all your fault. Thompson doesn't need to be fired. Boehm doesn't need to be traded. Your stupid Phillies costume needs to be burned. This is all your fault.
I'm going to put it in a vault so no one can steal it.
It's going down for the count now.
I listen. I know
100%. Yes,
we'll see.
Change a number
I'm
or
not,
the uni or something.
I'll tell you, James. I'll tell you this, man. If they don't make changes, maybe I don't make changes. You know, Rocky was like, if you could change And I can change. We can. Well, maybe if you don't change, I won't change. All right.
They'll change.
Take that, tough guy.
Just want to get my goodbyes in here. Bye-bye to Stubbs, Marsh, Rojas, Alvarado. Not even deserving of a goodbye is Hayes, Estevez. Get them out of here. I know Trey's not going to go anywhere, but I do not want to see him at short anymore. Boom. Get your blanket, your bottle, and your pacifier, and get out of here. You're not a Philly guy. Honorable mentions go to Dabrowski and Topper.
Well, here's one name I'll say that was referenced there because we haven't talked about him otherwise today. It does feel like Alvarado is about to be Sir Anthony'd.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, you were a big part of this thing. I mean, 2022 and 2023, he was a massive
change.
Part. But it's just like, I think it's probably reached the.
He is end. Signed for $9 million next year, for what it's worth.
Well,
I guess he's not going to.
Throw him in a trade.
Just because Joe was subdued with his reaction today and beat the hammer doesn't mean that his fan club has to be. At them! That's what we do! That caller was a loser!
Well done, sir.
I love it.
Solid.
Well done.
I wear a hat every day. I usually wear my Phillies hat every day. So what hat do I put on? Do I put on my Eagles hat or do I put on my Sixers hat? It's great living in a four-sport town. I didn't even mention the Flyers. Maybe I should start wearing a damn Flyers hat. Bring back hockey. Time's yours.
It's very simple. Flyers hat today.
Yep.
Mishkov's debut. Sixers hat tomorrow. Say a prayer. Joel's not hurt with the knee. And then Sunday, the Eagles hat. That's the cycle.
Time to get excited again. Tonight, the puck drops on the Flyers season, and the Matt Bay Mishkov era will begin.
Let's go, Flyers!
There you go. We got a Conrad now.
Yeah.
I like it. Seltzer, do we have a Flyers horn? Where are we going to get a Flyers horn this year?
We're going to get a horn.
Do we have a horn?
Look at you guys.
Do I have to write that down?
Fans.
I need to write that down. Flyers.
This might be the most amount of times we've said Flyers on the show.
Yeah, you know why? Because the Phillies were eliminated.
The Phillies are on double secret probation for at least a while.
No
and
doubt.
With that, time's yours. We shut it down. There it is.
Line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right. Well, I'll give you a prediction for the weekend. Those that want Rob Thompson fired, and I am not one of them, will not get what you want this weekend. If they fire him, my guess is it'll take a long time. My guess is there'll be organizational meetings with him in there.
Didn't it take like a couple weeks when they did it to Gabe?
I really don't remember. But to James's point yesterday, Ruben, true that they don't really, Major League Baseball doesn't like firings during the playoffs, right?
They typically don't, but you can do it in between. There's times when you can do certain things. Yeah, you have to get permission, but there are times when you can make moves.
Look, the only way I'd fire him is to hire Bill Belichick. He's available.
Package touché.
Or maybe Joe Torre. All right, everyone have a, listen, and I mean this with all sincerity, as best you can. I'm serious. As best you can, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a good
week. We're favored
weekend.
By 10. The Eagles are favored by 10.
Hey, guys.
And that scares me.
It's a get-right type game.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Birds, don't screw it up. Go, Birds! We'll talk to you next week.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.